So like Jake said, my name is Colin Henry. This is my fifth year here at IU. This is the second year of my grad program, so I'll be finally done after this year. But a little bit about me. I grew up within the church, and I was always considered that good moral Christian kid. And I was always one that had to pursue excellence. You know, going through high school, it was excellence in sports. When I came to college, I had to switch because I was no longer playing sports. So it became pursuing academic excellence and also pursuing career objectives. And so you could almost consider that my identity. But when I say the word identity, I want you to think of investing in a stock. So if you invest your livelihood in a stock, you have to ride the ups and downs. And you have no idea which way it's going, but you've placed your livelihood in it when something that you have no control over. So over my past 4 years, I've been blessed to lead. I'm here with Crew, and if there's anything that you should know about me, yes, I've been blessed to lead in Crew, but over the past 4 years, I've been able to purvey this image that while I'm a leader, I'm also going to be extremely successful in the real world. And when I began to purvey this image my freshman and sophomore year, I actually began to believe this image about myself. So when I say successful in the real world, I want to define that, right? So I'm working on my MBA, and so what does that say? First job out of college, it needs to be the right job. It needs to be the right job to set you out for the rest of your career. It also means you need to be making the right money and competition with your peers. It means you probably need to have the right girlfriend. It means you probably need to have the right GPA. It probably means you need to have the right degree. And all these things should equate to success, and all these things should equate to happiness. So come my senior year, or my fourth year, my first year in my grad program, I consider myself successful by these standards. So I had the girl, I got in the program that I desired, I had the GPA, I had the right job that I wanted, and I felt pretty good about life. You know, it was the world telling me, proud of you, you did pretty good, and me saying, you're right, I did. And so, right around my senior year, Christmas time, the girl that I was dating kind of broke things off abruptly without much of a reason and kind of out of the blue. And so this struck me as very, very hard. I took this very, very hard. Had a lot of pain, had a lot of emotions with this, especially since I planned on my life marrying her after college. And so, if you think about it, I had all these things going in my way, right? All these successful items. So one thing taken away should not take away my happiness, yet it did. So logically, that should tell us that these things actually don't equal happiness, don't equal satisfaction. Because if you take one brick away from the stack of Jenga, that shouldn't collapse the whole tower. So yeah, it was about this time where I began to really learn. God really showed me my depravity of my sin. And when I use the word depravity, I mean definitionally speaking. Depravity means moral corruption. I think this is a great term because moral corruption was exactly what I was doing when I was worshiping the created instead of worshiping the creator. So it literally took me about 7 to 8 months for me to fully understand what God had been teaching me. And that is God was saving me from a life that was hopeless, a life that was just meaningless when I was pursuing career objectives, pursuing money, pursuing everything the world would have to offer, yet still calling myself a Christian because I led a Bible study or I believed that Jesus was who he said he was. And if that's not love, I don't know what love is. And so literally God intervened into my life and showed me his love. And I think it's a little bit similar to everyone here in this room and everyone here in this campus and everyone here in the world where God intervened in the story of man. And instead of allowing us to feel the pain, he took the pain upon himself in the form of sin and said, I want you to have an illustrious, beautiful relationship with me. And so, you know, over the course of the past 9 months, I endured a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, a lot of frustration, and a lot of feelings, which I hate feelings because I'm an analytical person and they are entirely illogical. But I finally understood what God was saying. That the future that I personally had chosen for myself was meaningless and was hopeless. But God loved me enough to save me from that. So, thank you.